Most conclusive of parashas of Shevardim, because in this week's parasha is the parasha that Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. As the race, it's the middle of winter's man. So in winter's man, by some people, it looks like it's a man of like krivus and not the hisayrus. But really, Binyanei Ruchnius this week is very, very miserable to make a bidma pecha. Want to try to speak and have seichel to how we could make mapechus and how we could change. To start off, we'll say something Rav Chaskel said. Very powerful. He said that he was in Germany. And he was in he was in something that was taken over by the Germans. And he says that Limreus, the Oilum, knew, they had heard about the terrible things the Germans were doing. But many people didn't run away, even though they had an opportunity to run away. And it bothered him very much. Like, you hear the terrible atrocities, you hear terrible things are happening. Why are you not running away? As he says, you see something very interesting in human nature. Even though he knows he's in a matzev, which isn't good for him, even though he knows he's in a matzev, which isn't the greatest for him, and there's a big sakana coming up, but it's very hard for people to make a change. Everyone has their comfort zone, the things that they're comfortable with, and to make a change and to become different, it's hard. It's an avodah. It's working on something. It's changing something. And even when the stakes are very high, and there's a sakana, people have an atiyah to a certain level of comfort or atlas that they're not going to make a change. As he says, even in Mitzrayim, it says in Magid Choshesh, there was a chilek of Klal Yisrael that in the Lashon of the Medrash, they were matzlichim, they were ashirim, and they didn't want to leave Mitzrayim. Even though Mitzrayim was not a good place, there's a lot of anti-Semitism, even more than on the universities. Yet it was very, very heavy anti-Semitism over there. And Yidden was suffering. Avafilu hachi. They were able to be saved. And what happened? They were mesa makis choshech because of it. As he says, you see human nature, how careful we have to be. Many times we get used to things, and even though we know we should be better, we should be doing better, but we sort of go with the flow, we don't improve, and sometimes we even drop more. And that's the avoida of a Ben Aliyah. A Ben Aliyah is someone who's always looking to grow, always looking to change. He knows that he can have better, and he should have better, and he deserves better, and he wants better. That's the avoid of a Ben Aliyah, to constantly look up to grow and to change. Of course, it doesn't mean we're bad, we're wonderful. But afilu hachi, we could grow, we could change, we could make things better. As Rabbi Leki Boiner, what was the big change that they did? Rashi brings down Maimer Chazal that Hashem wanted to be Goyo Klal Yisrael, and he saw that they were Orem Vairaya. They didn't have the chusim today to be new Goyim. And it's a big hadgosha because Be'ezer Hashem, the Gula we're going to have, Vasida, is going to be the Zelva Nakuda. We're going to be in a very low Madrega. It says they bring down from the Arizal, they were in the Memtesh Aritumah, they were Oydei Avodazara, they were in the low, low Madrega. As you look at them, they were Einoi Ruyin Li Goyel. And people think like me, I'm not Roy Li Goyel, I'm not Roy for Big Nisim. Oh, they were Mamish in a matzav of Einoi Ruyin Li Goyel. Because to be Zeicha the Gula, you have to be Zeicha. It's a Madrega. Oh. As what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them two mitzvahs, Dan Pesach and Dan Milah. That's why by a bris milah we say B'damecha Chayi. That was the chiyas that they have. B'tzarech bia, frek the chafetz chayim. The atar yag mitzvahs. As what do you mean? In order to be goyo, you have to do two mitzvahs, Dan Milah and Dam Korban Pesach. Haredi is very big mitzvahs, and one of them is Emunah Vashem. They were Oibbe Avodazaras. Korban Pesach was a tikkun, but still, L'chayra, that's it. That's all you have to do. Azot the Chafetz Chaim, a very big yisoid for our dar. He says Hashem knows that we have a long galus and there's a lot of nisyanus. As Hashem is not asking for us for perfection. Hashem is not asking us to be perfect. Hashem knows we have matzavim, we have weak points, we're not perfect. But Hashem expects us to do what we can on our level. And He gives us our inyanim of mitzvahs. It's not easy, not to be mamayit, like it was a mysterious nefesh for them to do Korban Pesach, because it was the mitzvahs of Avodah Zarah. It was hard for them to do Bris Milah. They had to work hard. It wasn't that they didn't have to work hard. But that working hard itself made that they should be Roy Begula. That made that they should be able to be Mishkada and Mishraimim. Because when you look at Yeshiva Bachrim, and you want to know, like, what's the mysterious nefesh Bisman Hazeh? They learn on Friday and Shabbos. Ah, he's a mysterious nefesh for Yeshiva Bacha. Friday night to learn. Ah, that's his mamish Dam Mila, Dam Korban Pesach. Oh, unbelievable, the Shtaigim, the Aliyah. Oh, no one's in the Beis Medrash. They're coming and they're sitting and learning. Oh, yeah. They're faced. Who knows? Between me and you, what's also? They get up early in the morning. They come to say they're on time. Oh, this is mamish dam mila. Cutting them from their sleep is cutting them from their chiyus. It's mamish taking them out of bed. It's taking them out of their most precious comfort zone in life. Oh, yeah, it's like you never ever know what the schus is going to be. But one thing we do know, the effort we put in, and what we shtayg in, and what we put an effort to work in, that is ma'oid, ma'oid, chavid l'Hashem. And Zot HaChavid Chaim, that's the powerful message to us. Hashem knows we're in a dar, which is very shver, and there's a lot of nisyanus. But Hashem wants us, on our level, to have our dam mila, our dam korban pesach, our mitzvahs that we mechazik ourselves in, and we hold in shtarkin, and we work for. We should have our inyanim that we're trying, and that makes us to the darga of ru'uyin li'igayim. And it's beautiful if you think about it. You have the whole klal yisrael. You know, I would think, like, the big tzaddikim, they're going to be zeicha l'gula. As you know, the lamed vavniks, and then the other guys that are more like serious-minded, and they're more like big tzaddikim, they're going to be zeicha l'gula. And over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells every yid in Klal Yisrael, you are royally goyel. You have your moment. And the Medrash, if you look inside the Pasuk in Yecheskel and Perik Tezayin, it says, even though Ya'at Orim Ve'Royo, and you're full of schmutz, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to clean you off and give every one of you a crown. He's going to bring you on the tachas kanvei of the Shechina, and He's going to be miyapi you, and ma'ale you, and be meraimim you. This is so beautiful and so powerful, the message of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim is not for individuals. It's for every individual in Klal Yisrael has the koyach to be Mitzrayim. If he'll do his level of mysterious nefesh, he'll be gevaldik. This is also a very interesting point. The Medrash says that there were a lot of yidden that didn't want to do Bris Milah. And they didn't want to eat, and Mimela, they couldn't eat Korban Pesach. And what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out of Gan Eden, the Reach of Gan Eden, and He put it in the Korban Pesach. Because when they were roasting the Korban Pesach, as everyone smelled the Korban Pesach, whoa, it's like you ever have your roommates, sometimes they make a barbecue Thursday night, and you're in the next dira, and you're like, ah, that meat, it smells so good. Ah, as they mamish the meat of the Korban Pesach, they were smelling it, it was smelling up the whole Beis Yisrael. Ah, as they went to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, Moshe Rabbeinu, what can we do to eat this carbon Pesach? As Moshe said, bris milah. As for a good piece of meat, what does a year do? For sure, no problem. Do bris milah, whatever it is. I just want to eat that yummy meat. As they went ahead. And these people were really vile. Sol Hashem Shamayim. He wants a steak. That's ruinly Goyal. The Medrash says it. The Medrash brings it down. You see over here, nothing to include that. This is very important for all of us. You know, some of us feel, even if I'm going to be Miss Allah, I'm going to be Miss Raymond, but I'm not Kulei L'Shem Shamayim. I'm not doing it for Kavod Hashem. And they feel like, anyway, it's not going to be worth too much. The Medrash is Megala. Afilu Hachi, it was very hard for them to do the Bris Milah. It was hard for them. They went ahead, they were miskaber, whatever it was, whatever did it. But they did it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already accepted it. And it's very, very important for the Dor we're in to realize, even if we're not Kulei Rein, Kulei L'Shem Shamayim, but the fact that we're working and we're trying, it's Chovev Ma'od L'Hashem, and it's going to make a Mapecha G'dayla inside of us. That's the powerful limud of these two mitzvahs that were given over. The Chofetz Chaim says it's not those two mitzvahs. It's the mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael are doing and holding on to in their galus. The things we're machazik ourselves and we try to keep us with davening v'minyan all the time, never missing. With learning Shtarkes Torah, learning Chaim Mikra v'Echa Tarim. We're trying, we're doing things. We're learning Gemara, Rashi, Taisis, Sugya, in, day out. This is my Bacha that said he was in yeshiva for 3 years and he feels he's not shtaiking. Feels like, you know, asking a better question than he asked before, maybe a little bit better, answering. He doesn't see his shtaiking. And he doesn't realize that what Torah does to a person, what Torah's Megadol HaMereinim, the premius of a person, he's shtaiging in a tremendous amount. We're not appreciating what we're doing, how much we're doing. Let's lower the Mabat a little bit. We're not looking for the godless that, well, if I don't have that godless, then I'm not accomplishing. Every person who's pushing himself, who's trying, who's learning, he's accomplishing. He's doing something big. V'yavei ha'yoyim v'yiskaleh. And that's the big Divrei Yisairis of the Chofetz Chaim that he learns from this angle of the Parsha of the Gula. When it came to Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Yin thought they would never go out. The same way we do, deep down inside. After all the songs that everyone sings, Ani Mamen. But Lamaisa, when someone starts speaking about Mashiach, everyone starts saying inside, I heard that one. Is the war with Iran, you know, maybe it'll be Zman. Oh, gosh, how many times I heard this already? It's not happening. Come on. We get the point. But Mashiach is above the Hesech Hadas. We're a perfect Hesech Hadas means we're not going to think it's coming. We're in the perfect Matzah. Everyone's behesach hadas from a lot of different things in life. Yeah. But for Mashiach, for sure. But Yeshua's and Gula's come. And we want to be ready when the time comes. We want to be prepared. When we were younger and in elementary school, as the teachers used to scare us, you're not going to be Zeichel and Gula if you do this, if you talk in the middle of class, if you do. They used to scare us like we were kids. Sort of we grew up and we have that kiddish and mussar, like, but now we're big boys. It's time to look at it at a more mature level that we really could be Zeichel the Gadol and the Gula. But we need to do things. We need to be making the Tzedel Aderech. It's a long journey. It's a long trip. We got to prepare for it together. The more you prepare for it, the more you have.
You ever see Bachrim, they go away for Shabbos. Oh, you ever see their cars? It's like the trunk is stuffed up the back. Oh, I'm not only talking about the alcohol and the meat, yeah, treats and the. They're going for Shabbos. We gotta pack it in. We gotta fill it up. We're going away. We're going l'netzach l'tzachim l'gula. It's so important for us to pack our bags, to put away our stuff. And it's going to happen. It's going to happen. We're going to be shocked when it happens. We got to prepare. And it's going to be an oilam kol tov. We're going to chop every second of it. Every masha of it. But the way to chop it is to prepare before. As that's the avoda of this world. On the other hand, we have other yidn in this week's parasha. In Makis Choshech, there were yidn that were killed in Makis Choshech. Zukt the Medrash. Where did Hashem take the Choshech from? From Gehenna. V'tzarech Bir. Why is Hashem taking the Choshech from Gehenna? First of all, I'm not sure, like, what does it mean? Darkness is darkness. You know, it's different dark in China than in India. But this one, the Choshech, wasn't made in China. It was made in Gehenna. V'tzarech Bir. Why do you need Choshech made in Gehenna for Makis Choshech? What's the Indian Shabbai? As Lamaisa, it's a Valdika Limud. What is Gehenna? As most people think, Gehenna is a fire. And it's true. There's the Eish of Gehenna, it's the first in Chazal, and the prophets and other places, that Gehenna is the Eish. There's Mamari Chazal, Gehenna is ice, shelling, snow, coldness. The Goyin, in one place, writes very powerfully that the Eish of the Yetzirah, for all the times we fired our hearts to have desires and tivus olam hazeh, the einish in Gehenim is mida kenegin mida, the Eish of Gehenim. For all the time that we were lazy, we didn't get up for shachris, we didn't get up for seder, we shmoozed, we chilled, as we were chilled, as the einish is deep freeze. They stick you into the freezer of Gehenim. And they don't give you your skiing suit and your skis. It's yeah. You don't want to be there. For both. But what's this angle of Choshech of Gehenna? You see over here, third angle in Gehenna. In Gehenna, they put you in the dark. You're sitting in the dark. And you don't even have your phone, the flashlight, to turn on. No flashlights, no lights. You're sitting in the dark. What is the Indian of Choshech of Gehenna? As Eidapam, every Einish is Mida Kenegin Mida. It's a very powerful lesson. Who was killed in those days of Choshech? The Yidden that didn't want to go out of Mitzrayim. They were in the worst matzav in the world. They were in schmutz and boots. They were dirty. They were doing terrible things. They didn't want to change. For them, what's really dirt and schmutz and choshech is Ar. As Hashem put them in a matzav where the choshech of Gehenna came. We daven in when we learn Torah. V'ha'er einenu b'soira secha. Torah is nikra or. It's megala to us the mitzvahs amiti of life, what life is about. It's meir our neshama, and it lights us up. It gives us the koiches to understand and want to be shayit to something which is so much bigger. But there's something which is a choshech to that or. Yaakov Galinsky used to say, in his days, they used to go to movie theaters. I say a little bit, they still do. But he says, when you go to a movie theater, they close the light, and then they turn on the screen. As he used to say, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Meramez, that what they're selling is or, the movie, is choshech. Yeah. Bizman HaZeh, you would say it different. The Bachur goes into his dira.
He closes the light. He goes under the cover and he takes out the smartphone. He goes into choshech hechlet that no one's looking at him, and he pulls out that smartphone. Oh, as he's going into the choshech before he turns on the R, and he doesn't realize he's burying himself in a life full of choshech, a life that has no light to it. He'll have no hopes. He'll be miyayish. He'll be broken. It'll take away his chiyus. It'll take away his identity. It'll take away who he is. It'll take away his meaning in life. He's putting himself into a matzav of choshech. You don't function in choshech. There's nothing to do in choshech. As that's the choshech of Gehenim, the makis choshech was Megala. There's the aur of Geula and the choshech of Gehenim. Ze l'umas ze. And just like in Mitzrayim, there were two people. The people who lived a life of choshech. Oh. The Chofetz Chaim had a granddaughter who went off to the Haskalah movement. And she came back to her grandfather, the Chofetz Chaim, and she said to him, "When are you going to sit in the darkness reading the Torah? There's a world out there of Haskalah, of Chochmah Gedayla. How long are you going to sit in the darkness, Zaidi?" Whatever he answered. Which is powerful, but not Nagel and Yanenu. Mashenegel in Yenu is the chutzpah of a little girl to turn to Zaidi the Gadol Hadar and say, "You're sitting in darkness." She's choshech. She's a mahus of choshech. She's putting herself into a life of choshech. She thinks she's enlightened. I mean, she's putting herself into a choshech. She's destroying her mahus and metzias. The Chofetz Chaim is kulay or, kulay lichtekeit. He lit up a whole world with his being, with his mahus, with his svarim, with his Torah, with his smile, with his heart. He lit everyone up around him. He was a mahus of or. There are people that are makrin or wherever they go, and there are people that are choshech. And that's the limud of Makis Choshech, very deep limud. Copy the Gula Sida. Which side do you want to be on the side? The side of the Choshech or the side of the Ar? Zot the Chofetz Chaim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make, there's going to be a lot of rich people that are not such tzaddikim, just like he did in Mitzrayim, that should be the last Nisayin before the Gula comes. K'moy shehayu b'Mitzrayim k'en yiyeh achshav. That's going to be the last Nisayin of what's Ar and what's Choshech. The Ramchal says the same thing in Das Tunis. As let's enlighten ourselves, enlightens our neshama. And let's be zeicher together to the Or HaShechina, the Or HaTorah, the Or of Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the human being that shines so beautifully, like all HaTzadikim, b'chol HaDayres. As Be'ez Hashem, let's be zeicher kulanu, to be mechen lahagula. It doesn't make a difference where we are and what we've done. Let's hop on to Ardam Pesach, Ardam Mila together. Let's hop on and be mechazik in our dar on what we can, on our level. And the Be'ez Hashem will be making us for the gula. We should be zeicha to be meirim. Be'ez Hashem in the valdika oifim. Be yizkir for the or hagonis l'tzadikim. As even when in a Mitzrayim it was choshech, when a Yid walked in, he saw light. How does that work? It's dark. How does it work? Because they were Mahusai Ar. Wherever they went, the Ar penetrated. Very deep. And last and lovely, it's going to be the same thing. There's going to be people in the Choshech, and there's going to be people in the Ar. The people that are going to be losers, for real, and the people that are going to be mayor Adasai. Yizkeh, we shall be misayir together, to be lotis from our galus together. Yizkeh to the or hagadol hamuusid l'kol echad ve'echad, that he's mischazik, ufrad bizmanim ha'elu. And kol klal yisrael, we should be yizkeh to gulais bekarv. A mashal. The people in Iran are waiting for the Americans to come. Especially the ones that were hit, the ones that were beaten, the ones that have craven that were killed. They're waiting for their Geula. Who's their Geula? The American army. They're going to come in. They're making an attack. They're eagerly waiting to see what's going to be. Are we going to get rid of that Russia Marusha Khomeini or not? Many Israelis are eagerly waiting. Are we going to have a Geula from Harusha HaMarusha Hazeh? Killed hundreds and thousands of people all over the world. You look at him, he looks like a Zaidi in the old age home. He's like a sweet, nice old man. And he's a killer. Like Paroi. This gaiva ruined the Mitzrayim. As this guy's gaiva, he just doesn't get the point. He's just trying to build more nuclear weapons. Why? Because when you have me destroyed, they destroy you at the end. But they're all waiting for the Geula. I think Hashem is sending us a little bit of a message. Why aren't we waiting for the Geula? And our Geula is not even going to be the American army. It's going to be Mashiach Tzidkenu. The American army is suffocating. Miavoid, how much time? They're not sure. We're not sure. What's going to be of a Mashiach is this is going to work. He's going to change the world. It's going to be a much better world for all of us. A little bit current events in the era to be silly Yeshua. We have a much bigger Yeshua ahead of us. Shem Yazor, we should be Mo'ayr, want to go, want to make it happen together. Be'ez Hashem, we should be Zeicha, even with our big, because of our big Hesach Hadas, it should happen much quicker than we think.